Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Beis. We're going to start at the second wide line on the widest lines on Chav Aleph on the Beis. A few words of introduction to today's shiur. Number one, we're in the middle of explaining Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds at this point that he doesn't subscribe to the din of about Kerry not being allowed to say Divrei Torah. That's why we learned at the end of the Mishnah on Chaf Am Beis that Rabbi Yehuda Mevarach Lefneim Lechreim, that about Kerry is allowed to make brachas before and after eating and Krishma and everything. That's one. Now let's talk about a few different definitions, terminology in Halacha. There's somebody called Azov. Azov is a man who had an emission. It's not zera, it's not semen. It's an emission called zov. The Gemara in Masechta Nida explains the physical properties, the difference between zov and keri. And the halacha is like this: if he only has it once, then he has the same halacha as about keri. If he sees it twice in one day, or even in 2 days, as far as what this shear is relevant, he needs zayin nekiyim. He has to wait for 7 days that he's clean. Then we have what's called, now let's talk about women. Now we've been talking, the whole time that we've been talking about Kerry, we've been talking about a man. But the truth is, about Kerry is passable by a woman also. If she has relations with her husband, she's about Kerry. And in fact, the concept of about Kerry by a woman is more significant than by a man. Why? Because a woman, as soon as she has a relationship with her husband, so she right away is a balas Kerry, or she's called a mishameshes. Furthermore, besides that, up to 3 days after them being together, if the woman expels the zera from her body, till 3 days the zera is considered zera, and she becomes a baal keri again, and she has to go to the mikveh again. So if anything, a woman could be a baal keri up to 3 days. But after 3 days, even if it goes out of the body, it's not an issue, because it's considered a halacha that it deteriorated, and it's not considered zera anymore. And then we have a concept of a nida, a woman who gets a period. So Midaraisa, she needs 7 days. So let's talk, it's a Mishnah we're going to learn anyway towards the end of the week. So let's talk about these concepts. You have a man or a woman who's a baal keri. So the way we've been learning, a baal keri goes to the mikveh and they're fine. But what about if the man is a zav anyway? Or the isha is a nida anyway? So going to the mikveh will not make them completely tar, because they still have the tumas ziva or the tumas nida. Should they or should they not go to the mikveh? It's the subject of a Mishnah and Daf Chavov. And the Gemara starts with quoting that Mishnah. Tana, Zav Shiroa Keri. We have a Zav that now also saw Keri. Or Nida, Shapalta Shech Lezera. The Gemara is very explicit. She became a Nida. She had relationships with her husband before she was a Nida. Then she became a Nida. And now she expels that Shech Lezera, so he's a Baal Keri again. Or the vice versa case. Hamashameshes. She had relationships with her husband. She had a Chi of Tvila because of that. And then she becomes a Nida. So the difference between the two second cases is one, the Chiv of the Nida came first and then Balas Keri, and the other case was first she was a Balas Keri and then she was a Nida. In all these cases, the Tanakhama says Shrikh and Tefillah. Even though the Tefillah will not completely purify them, still they need Tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Paita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since going to the Mikveh won't completely purify them, because there's still going to be a Zav or a Nida, don't go to the mikveh. Explains the Gemara. At Kanloi Pat Rabbi Yehuda, when does Rabbi Yehuda say there's no point in going to the mikveh? El Bezov Shira Keri, the Mikara Labat Tfilahu. He can't go to the mikveh. He has to wait for the Zayin Nekim to end. Abba Geri Kreda. But what about if a person's only Bad Keri? Seems to me that Rabbi Yehuda will agree that Mechuyev, that he is Mechuyev to go to the mikveh. V'chi Tema, maybe you'll tell me no. The Rabbi Yehuda will hold who I did not feel about Kerry greater than Nami Pat Rabbi Yehuda, that he doesn't have to go to the mikveh. So why did the Mishnah teach me the case of a Zav Shirei Kerry? He could have told me a simpler case, a simple old fashioned about Kerry. For how the Kamifki of Zav Shirei Kerry, the reason the Mishnah chose to talk about a Zav Shirei Kerry, Lodiach Kachad Rabbanan, that not only do Rabbanan require regular about Kerry to go to the mikveh, but even this Zav Shirei Kerry, which is a reason to think that he shouldn't have to go to the mikveh, we still tell him the Rabbanan say to go to the mikveh. So let's continue the Mishnah. Eima Seifa, Hamashameshes, V'ro Asadam, Tzricha Tefillah. So we explained the Mishnah Mesher that she was first a Baal Keri and then she became a Nida. So let's understand, Lamak Tanile, who's teaching us this halacha? Il Rabbonon, if you're going to tell me it's the Rabbonon, I don't, it's obvious. Shita. Hashto Mazov Shiroi Keri. The Mikar Labat Filahu. He has the Chi of Ziva with the Zainakim comes first. Still, Mechayvi Rabbonon, the Rabbonon say he has to go to the Mikvah. Hamashemesh is Ross Adam. The Mikar Bas Tfili, because she wasn't a Nida yet. She was only Baal Keri. Like Kolshke. So the Rabbonon wouldn't have to mention this case. Why is the Mishnah mentioning this case? El Lav Rabbi Yehudi. The Mishnah must be telling us this case in Rabbi Yehuda. V'dafka k'tani lo. And the Mishnah is explicitly saying like this. Dafcha Be'ezim Aleph. Mishamesh is V'ros and Nida. That woman ain't a Tzrich Tfila. You know why? Rabbi Yehuda says, because she anyway, the Tfila will not completely be Matar her. Ava Bakeri greater. Somebody who's just an old-fashioned Bakeri. Mechayif. So now we have a question. In our mission, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda does not have a problem with about Keri. And here it seems to say Rabbi Yehuda does have a problem with about Keri. Answers the Gemara, Loi Tema, when in a mission that said Mevarach Lefneim Lachreyem, doesn't mean Mevarach that he should make a bracha El Maharo. Rabbi Yehuda meant he should only be thinking about it. Ask the Gemara, or me, is Rabbi Yehuda hearer, does Rabbi Yehuda subscribe to allowing hearer for Tanya? Balkari Shem Lemayim Litvol, if a Balkari doesn't have a mikvah to title himself, is the Alocha Kair Krishma, he says Shay Krishma of Ein Varach Loyal Fenev Loyal Lachra, without the Brichas Krishma. Varach Lapita, he eats his meal, or Mavarach Lachra of Ein Varach Lachra, he makes a Bracha Achroidim, not a Bracha Rishoina. Al Mahar Beliboy, he should just think the Bracha, the Krishma, and the Brichas Amazon, the Ein Amayt Besvoisa, but not say him out, he's a Balkari. Devar Ameya. No, he should say it out. So you see the Rabbi Yehuda, when he says you're allowed to do something, it's not just hearer that he's allowing saying it out. So now we're back to our kasha. From our Mishnah, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem with about Keri. And from the Mishnah on Daf Chavav, it seems Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to the about Keri requiring tefillah. Answers the Gemara. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Asur Rabbi Yehuda Kehilchos Derech Eretz. Hilchos Derech Eretz was the Masechta. It's an important Masechta called Masechta Derech Eretz. It teaches us the way we're supposed to act. Now, those were very simple halachas that everybody knew. So Rabbi Yehuda said like this, I agree that a person who's a Baal Keri is also a Divrei Torah. We have Ezra's Takana. But I say that somebody who something that's shogar b'fi, something that everybody knows, even about Keri is allowed to say. And Krishma, or Berch Samazin, fall into that category. That's why he's allowed to say it. The Tanya, and the Gemara explains itself. The Torah speaks about learning Torah. The Torah compares it to the day we spoke about this yesterday, the day we stood by Har Sinai. Malahalan, when we received the Torah, it was be'ema be'yira with great fear, be'retz with zeh with awe. Afkan be'ema be'yira be'retz with zeh. A person learning Torah has to do with the right attitude, and a Baal Keri doesn't have the right attitude. Mikan amru. Therefore, Chazal said, hazovim. You have a person who's a tumah zov. The tumah of ziva, when we talk about hilchas tumah, is a more stringent tumah than the hilchah, than the tumah of Keri or mitzroim or mitzroif certainly. Or born on a nidda, so somebody lived with his wife when she was a nidda. But all of these people, even though as far as Hilchas Tumah is concerned, they have a more stringent Tumah, however, Matarim Likras, Matarim Benivim, Ksuvim, they may learn Tanakh. Lishdas from Mishnah of Gemara, they may learn Mishnayas and Gemara and Halachas and Agadas. Ava Bakarian, even though he has a lower level of Tumah, Asur. So that's the Pshat. Rav Yehud is agreeing that we have Takanas Ezra. And he's agreeing that a Baal Keri is Osur in Divrei Torah. The only Divrei Torah that he's mutter in is something like Hilchos Derech Eretz, something that's easy. And the Machlokes Rishonim, how far will Rabbi Yehuda be Mekel? Will he be Mekel on Birchas Hamazon? Will he be Mekel on Krishma? Will he be Mekel on Birchas Krishma? But seemingly Krishma and Birchas Hamazon will certainly be Mekel on, saying him because they're Rogel. They're like Hilchos Derech Eretz. And the Gemara takes that approach as we go right in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Shainu Bergilus, he's allowed to learn something that he's accustomed to, or Vachla Yetzias HaMishnah, the two Pshatim in Yetziah. Rashi seems to learn Yetziah means he's not allowed to learn Mishnais. Mishnais means he's a Midrashim. being learning a medrash is more involved. It's like learning Gemara. And that we don't let a Baal carry. The Aruch on the side says Yetziya means he's glad to learn, but he's not allowed to teach. Of actually Yetziya, it's a Mishnah. If Yonasayimah Matziya is a Mishnah, we allow him to do the Midrashim, then a Matziya is a Gemara. Gemara, which is even more complicated, we don't know. We allow him even to learn Gemara. He's not allowed to say Shem Hashem. When we learn the Gemara, and we constantly have Pesukim, we've been having Pesukim all the time, and in the Pesukim there is Shem Hashem, he should mention Shem Hashem. There's a very famous Chacham Tzvi on this Gemara. It says here that a Baal Keri, when he's learning, he's not allowed to mention Hashem's name. We're used to that when we read a Pasuk in the Gemara, or even a Chumash, we're just learning, we don't say out Hashem's name, we just say Hashem. From here it's mashma that only a Baal Keri is not allowed to say Hashem's name, but everybody else is allowed to say out Hashem's name when you're reading a Pasuk in the Gemara. And I many times had the Zechiyah to be by the Klozim of Gereva, and I heard him say drashas, and whenever he quoted a Pasuk, he said Hashem's name based on this Chacham Tzvi. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Talmidei Shem Kivaima, "Vayichnas lemedrash kalikar." He's not allowed to learn anything. Vamri loy. Others say what Rabbi Kiva say. "Vayichnas lebeis hamedrash kalikar." We don't allow him to come into the beis hamedrash. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, "Shanahu behilchas derech eretz." He's allowed to learn something that everybody knows and fairly simple, like hilchas derech eretz. Says the Gemara, "Masa b'Rabbi Yehuda shirah kari." There's once a story of Rabbi Yehuda. Had a mission of seamen, and he had him walking on the beach. His Talmidim asked him, "Rebbe, why don't you teach us something from that Masechta Derech Eretz?" Yard with Tavel, so he quickly jumped into the river with Tavel himself, immersed with Sharlahem, and then he came out and taught them the halacha. So his Talmidim asked him, "Didn't you teach us that Shanhu Behilchas Derech Eretz? That even though some is still Baal Keri and he did not go to the mikveh, he's allowed to learn Hilchas Derech Eretz?" Amalem so responded, "Even though I'm makel for others, machma ni'al atzmi, I'm machma for myself." I was thinking a question, I didn't really see anybody ask the question. Maybe he wasn't machmer, just it was so easy to go into the mikveh, he was right there, so he jumped in. Could be if it would have been a bother, he wouldn't have done it. So what's the proof that he's a machmer? So the only thing, Terrence, I was thinking is it could be he there was a question about the Torah. His Talmidim wanted to learn right now. It takes time for him to go to the mikveh. He still felt that the chumrah of going to the mikveh supersedes even Bittul Torah. Now we talk about Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, which is the halach lemaisa. Tan Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir haya oimer, ain divrei Torah makabel tumah. Divrei Torah are not makabel tumah. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the Kanas Ezra, and we can learn Torah even if we had an omission without going to the mikvah. And the Gemara Taka quotes a story. Masvah Talmud Echad, there was a Talmud Shayim Megamgim. Megamgim means some say he was speaking very quickly, some say he was speaking non clearly. L'malah Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Why was he not saying the Divrei Torah the regular way? Because it was about Keri. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira told him, "Bani, my son, sach picha, open your mouth all the way. The year of the Verecha, speak clearly. I, you're a Baal Keri, ain't the Vertari Mechavim Tumma. Shnema, the Pasuk says, haloi koi dvari ke eshtim Hashem. My words, the Torah, are like fire. So says Hashem. Ma esh en Mechavim Tumma, just like fire is not Mechavim Tumma, after Vertari en Mechavim Tumma. And therefore, we don't have to worry about a Baal Keri learning Torah. So the Rishonim ask a very fundamental shaila in learning this Gemara. We know that the klal is ein bezdin yochel levatel divrei bezdin chaveroi. A later bezdin cannot dismiss what an earlier bezdin said. Ella im gol men b'chochma b'minyan. Unless the later bezdin is greater, which is essentially saying that once Chazal made a takana, you cannot abolish that takana. So if Ezra made a takana that a Baal Keri has to go to the mikvah, how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir abolish it? So there are a number of truths given in the Rishonim. One Torah says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira argued if historically Ezra ever did it. He said it was an idea that Ezra thought of, but he never instituted. Another Torah they said is that when Ezra made the Takana, he included in the Takana a condition that if there will be a time in Klal Yisrael where the Rabbanim will see that this is a gzeira that's counterproductive, that by telling people to go to the mikveh they're not going to learn, they have the right, even though they're not greater than him, to be mevatel it. And a third parrots they give is like this. Even in a deraisa, we have to follow what it says in the Torah no matter what, like it or not. In Darabarans, we find a concept that a gzeir Darabaran only is valid if the tzibur was makabal the gzeir Darabaran. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir said that the tzibur, Klai Yisrael, never accepted Ezra's takana, and since they never accepted Ezra's takana, it never was really implemented, and he had the right to say this.
Like
Pasfalto, exactly. Amamar. Metzias a Mishnah, we learned that he's allowed to learn in depth or teach the Mishnah and Metzias a Gemara. Metzailel or Beloy, Dharma Beloy, Amar of Achav Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Metzias a Mishnah, the Halacha is that a Balkari can learn Mishnah and Metzias a Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanoi. This is essentially Machalakis Tanoi. Metzias a Mishnah and Metzias a Gemara, he's only allowed to do Mishnah and Gemara, the Rameyer, Yehuda ben Gamliel, Mishnah of Chanina ben Gamliel, Zeva Ze also. Both are also, both Mishnah and Gemara. Vamrilei, Zev is a Mutter, both are Mutter. Explain it to Gemara. Man, the Melma, Zev is a Osir. The man, the Melma, holds that everything is Osir. He's going to hold, like we learned before, Rabbi Yochanan Sam says, Eina Nichnas Lemedrish Kalikr, that a Balkari is not allowed to learn anything. Man, the Melma, Zev is a Mutter, he's going to hold, like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira, that the Retaira are not Mekabal Tum, and a Balkari is allowed to learn. Continues the Gemara. Aram Nachma Yitzchak. Nog Alma, Klai Yisrael accepted the psak of Hanan Tlasavi of these three elders. Kreveloi Bereshit Gaz, the Gemara is going to explain each one in a moment. Krev Yishoy Shia Bekloyim, Krev Yehuda Ben Maseir the Retire. Explain it to Gemara. Kreveloi Bereshit Gaz. There is a halacha that we have to give Kohanim certain gifts. One of the gifts that we have to give a Kohen is that when we shear the sheep, the first wool, the first shearings have to be given to a Kohen. The Tanya, Kreveloi Oimer, Rachis Hagayis, this halacha of giving the first wool ain't a noig el ba'aretz. It only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yoshi B'Kloim, what is Rabbi Yoshi B'Kloim? Kloim we know means that you're not allowed to plant two different varieties together. Now, we know, and that's the halacha, certainly with Rabbanan, you're not allowed to make a mixture of any two things. Rabbi Yoshi tells us a very big kula. The pasuk says, "Le'sizra karmach kloim." You're not allowed to plant mixture in your vineyard. So, what does Rabbi Yoshi say? What is the definition of planting kloim in a vineyard? He says, "Rabbi Yoshi, Oimer la'olam en chayiv at sheyizra chita v'sarim v'chartzim v'mayelus yad." So he says two kulas. He says two leniencies. First of all, you have to have a grain of barley, a grain of wheat, and a seed of grape. If you don't have three, if you only have a grape and barley, or only grape and wheat, you already don't have klaim v'deraisa. And moreover, it has to be pael shiad. A pael shiad means you have to throw it down at the same time. That means, let's say you have a vineyard, and you drop in the vineyard some grain or some barley, v'deraisa koin traboishia, you will not oive kalei karen. And the third thing that we're passing like is Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir, b'divrei Torah, regarding learning Torah, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Omer, like we learned a few moments ago, ain't the retired Mekab Mutumah, and therefore even a Balkari may learn. Says the Gemara, also Ziri Amr Batal Tuvulosai. Ziri came, he told them that they abolished the going to the mikvah. Family Batlul Tuvulosai, they abolished washing their hands. Mandam Batlul Tuvulosai, the one that has the version that Ziri says they abolished Tuvulah, it's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir. The Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir doesn't require Balkari to go to the mikvah. Mandam Batlul Tilusoi, the one that says that they were vatal washing their hands, what does that mean? Kiyadur Rav Chizda, we learned the Gemara last week, Laira Mandam Ahada Mai in Tilusoi. He used to say if somebody has to daven, and then he's going to look for water, and by looking for water, he's going to miss davening, either his man tefillah or the tefillah of tzibur, he shouldn't wash his hands. And we learned in the Gemara, he should just wash them or clean them with anything he has available. And if somebody does missed davening, he's doing the wrong thing. So he was mavatal, he abolished washing the hand. I again have to stress, this whole Gemara of Yehuda ben Maseir is only for Divrei Torah. But of course, the din d'oraisa that a Balkari can't eat truma or kachin before he goes to the mikvah, that stands under all circumstances. Tan Rabban. Now we learn another kula in Balkari. Balkari shenoslo tisha kabin mayim tar. If they pour on the Balkari 9 kavan of water, even though he didn't go into a mikveh, it's enough. 9 kavan of water is anywhere between 3.5 and 5.5 gallons. Says the Gemara, Nachan Ishkamzu loch shel Rabbi Kiva. Nachan Ishkamzu taught this leniency. He whispered it to Rabbi Kiva. He didn't want to publicize it. Rabbi Kiva Lachshel ben Azai, and again Rabbi Kiva, when he taught it to his Talmid ben Azai, he also kept it quiet. Or ben Azai Yotz v'Shanal Talmid b'Shuk, and ben Azai publicized it. Plig above Trei Maroy b'Marava. So there's a Machloikus Maroyim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Oven Rabbi Yosef b'Zvida. Chatan Ishana. One had a version that ben Azai publicized it. V'Chatan Lachshel. Another one had a version that he kept it quiet. He whispered it. Mandatory Mishana, why do you publicize it? Shabbatal Torah. In those days, nobody was learning because there was a Balkari and it was difficult to go to a mikveh, so they didn't learn Torah. Or Shabbatal Peraviv. If they wanted to learn, they didn't have relationships with their wives, they weren't having children because they it was difficult to go to the mikveh, the mikvehs were cold. A mandatory Laksha, the one that said that he whispered it, he and kept that gzeira of going to the mikvah. Why? Shlei talmidei chacham mitzvin etzus shesem katana goyim. We didn't want talmidei chacham always to be having relations with their wives like chickens constantly do it. Talmidei chacham shouldn't be doing it all the time. Amar Rav Yanai, shemati shemakilim ba. I hear that people that are mekel, that are lenient about going to the mikvah as a balkari, but shemati shemachmirim ba. I hear that people that are stringent. And I say, somebody who's machmer, marichon layom shnoisav, it's a school for long life. Amar Rav Shua ben Levi, ma tivin shatay b'shachrin. So Rav Shua ben Levi asked, what's the purpose of going to the mikvah? So asking Mara, ma tiva? What's it asking? Kohi the Amar balkari also b'divrei Torah. Didn't he just say that balkari is also to learn Torah? So what's he asking? What's the point of going to the mikvah? Answers Gemara hachakam. This is what Rav Shua ben Levi meant. Ma tivin ba'aboim saw. Why did they have to go to a mikvah v'abom saw ef shebetivim tish kavin? It's enough that they could pour on them 9 kavin. Furthermore, mativim betvila. Why did they have to go immerse themselves ef shebenasina? It's enough that you should just pour on it. Amar Chanina. However, gedol gadol gadraba. The fact that the people do look to go to the mikvah does a wonderful point. The Tanya. Mas be'echad shetav isha l'dvar veira. Does somebody want to do something immoral with a woman? So Rashi explains, we're not talking about somebody wanting to do something immoral with an Eishes Ish. Because if somebody wants to do something immoral with an Eishes Ish, he's not worried about the mikvah. We're talking about a person that wanted to live with a woman who he wasn't married to, which is also awesome. Amalei Reka, so this woman said to him, Yesh lecha bar sosh at toil behen, and after we have the relations, will you have a mikvah where you could go immerse yourself, which wasn't available? Miyad Pirish. And that's why he didn't do it. Amalei Rabbi Huna Rabbanan, Rabbi Isai, Ramnei Ma'at Mezazlam Tefillah Zu. Why are you lax in this tefillah? Imishim Tzina, if you're going to say the mikvah is cold, Efsha Mechatzos, you could go to the mikvah in the bathhouse with it's warm, hot water. Amalei Rabbi Chizda, V'chiyesh Tefillah B'chamin, are you allowed to go to a hot mikvah? Amalei Rabbi Adbar Hava, Koy Kvaseich. Rabbi Adbar Hava agrees with you that you're not allowed to go to a hot mikvah. Rav Zera have Yosef Agnab. Okay, and that's the halacha. From the Gemara it seems that you're not allowed to go to a hot mikvah. And the Mordechai, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Mikvos, says you shouldn't have a hot mikvah. Why? Because people are going to think that you could go to the mikvah in a hot bathtub. The Ramah says that we're not machmer on that, and as long as the mikvah starts off with a kosher mikvah, you can add to it hot water, which is the way we do it. Rav Zera have a Yosef Agdin Amai Be'Masusa. Rav Zera was sitting in a bathtub in the bathhouse. Omle L'Shamai, so he told his shamus, his attendant, Zilva Isli Tisha Kabin, bring me Tisha Kabin, V'Shadilai, and pour it on me because I'm a Balkari. Omle Rav Chiba Rav L'Omle L'Mak Kulahai, what do you have to have it poured on you? But Yosef Agavayu, you're already sitting in the bathtub. Why do you need more water? Omle Kabam Sa. Everything has its own halachas. Ma'abam saw a tefillah of Levin Asina. If somebody goes into a mikveh, he has to immerse himself. He can't just pour the mikveh water on him. After Shekabim, has to be strictly Ben Asina, v'loy b'tefillah. Has to be dafka poured, not immersed. And I talk a saw from the Shevet Alevi, from Rav Volzner, that a shower, going under a shower, putting on the shower, can work for Tisha Kabim. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman tikkun chatzan b'as Tisha Kabim. Rav Nachman prepared a pitcher that had that could hold 9 kavin, and he knew that if he ever needed it, it has the right amount of water, and he could pour it himself. Kiyos Rav Dimi Amr Rav Kiva Rav Yehuda Gustru Amr Loi Shanu. This that we said 9 kavin works only works L'choyle L'onsai. You have to be a person who's sick, and that it wasn't intentional that the semen came out. Avul chayla hamargel. If it was, even if the person's a chayla, and the Rishonim say talmid chacham considered chayla, but if he did it hamargel, if he did it intentionally, abam saw. Then he needs a abam saw, and tisha kabim will not be sufficient. Om Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, it v'chatzud Rav Nachman. So now Rav Nachman's picture is broken because a Talmid Chacham doesn't do it unintentionally. It's intentional, so there's no tisha kabim won't work. Kiyos Ravin. However, when Ravin came, Om v'usha have uvda. The tiller of Rav Oshia. There was a story in Usha in Rav Oshia's room. Also, the shalu le Rav Asi, and they went and asked Rav Asi the shaila. Am loishan al chayla hamargel. This that we said that you need aboim. This that nine tavern work is if it's a chayla, even if it's intentional. Avul chayla onsa. If it's a chayla and it's unintentional, plot miklum. Then he's entirely plotter. So now the Talmid HaChachamim who are in the category we explained in Amar Aleph of a chayla hamargel, because it's tak intentional, but they're chaylam, they're considered sick, so the tisha kabin will be enough. Says the Gemara, on Rav Yosef, it's mitchatz to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's pitcher just got repaired again, because it's acceptable. Michti, ask the Gemara a very strong question. Kula maroi v'tanoi. We just finished learning the Gemara, and we will continue learning the rest of the shir. Argue pligi kamifki. They're arguing, the Ezra Kamifki, they're arguing, what is the Takanas Ezra? Nine Kavin, 40 Saw, for whom, for when? Ask the Gemara, V'nechsi Ezra, Hechetikin. Why don't we just look how what Ezra said? And we don't have to have any arguments. So Tosfos, the Tav Tosfos in the Amid, asks a wonderful question. He says, half a Shas is trying to figure out what Chazal say. And we don't ask, why don't we just ask him, or why don't we just know what they said? All of a sudden here we're asking. So Taisa says like this, something that's a gzeiros chazal that you do once a year or you don't do so often, so it's possible if people forgot or people don't remember exactly what the gzeiros chazal is. But Takanas Ezra is something that happened every day. It's relevant to people every day. So it's difficult to believe, as Taisa was explaining the Gemara, that they should have completely forgotten what the Takanas Ezra was. And therefore the Gemara's question is, let's just see what the Takana was. Amar Abaye. So Abaye answers like this. Ezra's takana was labori hamargel, that the person is healthy and he did it intentionally, memsa. He has to go into a full-fledged mikvah. Obari la ansoi, and a person who's healthy but it was unintentional, test kabin. And that's it. That was the extent of Ezra's takana. Vasa meroi pligi. Now the later amaroim came and started arguing b'chayla. What is it going to be, the halach on a chayla? Masava. One man dama holds chayla margul, that even though he's a chayla, but since he did it intentional, he has the halacha kibari hamargul, and he'll have to have a boim saw. The chayla la ansoy, and a chayla that did it unintentional has the same halacha kibari la ansoy, will have tesh kabin. That's one mahalach. A masav, but the other man dama holds no chayla hamargul is kibari la ansoy, which has tesh kabin. The chayla ansoy, somebody who has two things. Number one, he's a chayla. And number two, it's einsoy. It was unintentional. Pata biklum. I'm a Rava. So Rava said, Neh tikkun Ezra tefillah. So according to this version, included in Ezra's takana was tisha kabin. The only question is, to whom did Ezra say it? But Ezra included tisha kabin. Asks Rava, we don't find that Ezra should have said anything about tisha kabin. Neh tikkun Ezra tefillah. True. Ezra was Mesakin Tefillah. Ob Nesina Mitikin, do we find that he made anything, did he ever say anything about Tisha Kabin? Vomamar, Ezra Tikin Tefillah Laberi Karin. He spoke strictly about going to the mikveh. He didn't talk about Tisha Kabin. Therefore, El Amarava, a different version. Ezra Tikin Tefillah Laberi Karin. Labari Hamargul Memsa. Ezra's Takana was limited to one situation. A healthy person who had an intentional omission. And he requires Memsa. That is the extent of Ezra's takana. Now, the Rabbanan of the later generations started expanding and building on it, and said like this: Vas Rabbein of Askina Labari LaAntzoi Tisha Kabin. If you have a person who's healthy, and but it was unintentional, which Ezra didn't talk about, they said for him Tisha Kabin. Vas Meroi B'Kamifugi B'Chayla. Now, later they had a question: what's going to be the halacha on somebody who's sick? Masava. Chayla hamargel, kabari hamargel. that a chayla who does it intentionally is like a bar who does it intentionally that requires a bar saw. The chayla la'insai, a chayla that's unintentional is kabar la'insai that will require test kabin. On masav la'bari hamargol, we always go down one step. Bari hamargol requires memsa. Chayla hamargol, since he's a chayla, we go down one step and we say he's like a bar la'insai, and we say tisha kabin. Av chayla la'insai, so he has two things working. He's a chayla and it was la'insai. It's part meklum. I'm a rava, so the Gemara says according to rava hilchasa. Bari hamargol, a bari who did it intentionally, the chayla hamargol is a baim saw, or bari la'insai is tisha kabin, av chayla la'insai is part meklum. But again, like we said in Amman Aleph, and we'll say it again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira anyway says that you don't have to go to the mikveh that was mevatel to Takanas Ezra. So certainly nowadays, anybody who wants to be machmor on Takanas Ezra is enough that he should have tisha kabin. I mean, there's a mile in going to mikveh, but tisha kabin is also okay. It's better than nothing. Tanabon, balkeri shenazal of tisha kabin mayim tar. A balkeri that they put on him nine tisha kabin is tar. The medvarim latzman. When it is said that he wants to learn by himself, so he's a balkeri and he wants to learn Torah, so we tell him to put on tisha kabin. Av lacherim, but if he wants to teach other people, abam sa. Av yudaimer, mem sa mikol makom. Then the Braisa makes one more statement: you always need a bam sa. That's the extent of the Braisa, and it's a difficult Braisa to understand. It's quite ambiguous. And now the Gemara is going to quote a machloikas amaroyim on each line of the Braisa explaining it. Rabbi Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi, we had one pair of Rabbi Yochanan and Yeshua ben Levi, a pair of Amroim, and then we have another pair of Amroim, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, another pair. Chad mehai zuga v'chai mezuga reisha, one of each pair said something in explaining the reisha of this brisa as follows. Chad amahod amrit v'med v'amurim l'atzman. When do we say that tisha kabin is enough? That's when the person wants to learn for himself. But if he wants to teach other people, there he requires memsa. Who was that said by? That's only by somebody who's a chayla and did it intentional. If he's a chayla and he did it unintentionally, even though he's teaching to others, tisha kabin is enough. If he's teaching other people, even though he's a chayla la'insai, I feel a chayla la'insai, since he's in the position of being a melamed Torah to other people, adik mamsa. And this is the basis for something that we know that is quite mekubal, that even though we finished saying, we learned the Gemara and we'll say it again, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says that divrei Torah are mekabel tuma and they were mevatel takanas Ezra, we know certain people that are Kli Kodesh and Kli Yisrael were makbid always that they have to go to the mikveh at least with Tfilas Ezra. We know by Shaychit there was always a Kepeda that they should go to the mikveh. By Seifrim there's a Kepeda certainly before they write Shem Hashem that they should go to the mikveh. Why? Because they're in the position of Lacherim, they're teaching other people Torah, and the Svarim say that somebody who's doing Shechita for Klal Yisrael or is doing Safras for Klal Yisrael, so for Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzahs, they shouldn't be teaching people Torah if they have a tumah that's on that came out of their body that they didn't take care of. We're going to the mikveh.
A mile
also is usually makvah to go to the mikveh. A mile is usually also makvah to go to the mikveh. A sandik, it's a mekubal klai yisrael that somebody's a sandik is going to go to the mikveh. Even if somebody, the minig by many people is that even if you're not a cipher, but if you're writing a letter into an ice, somebody's giving a sefer Torah and you're writing a letter, many people have the minig that day before you do it, you should go to the mikveh. All because of this. The Svarim also say that somebody who's a balkeri doesn't have the proper clarity of thinking, that tumah clouds his thinking. So if you're malamed Torah or you want to be a shaykh, you have to make sure the knife is proper. You shouldn't do it until you take off the toma. Now we talk about the chad mahay zuga, the chay mahay zuga. One of each pair spoke about the sefer. Chadam ahadam Rabbi Yehuda memsa mikom makayim. This Rabbi Yehuda said that you always need memsa loy shana el bekarka. That was only said that the mikveh is in ground. If you're going into a mikveh that's in a tub, we'll explain this in a moment, you don't need it. V'charama afil v'keilim nami. Even if you're going into a vessel, you need a bum saw. Ask the Gemara. Bishlon l'mandam afil v'keilim, that no matter where the mikveh is, no matter how the mikveh is situated, you need a bum saw. So I understand the language of the Braisa. Hainu d'ktani Rabbi Yehuda ima mem saw mekom mokin. That's what Rabbi Yehuda meant. You always need mem saw. Eleman de'oma v'kark in. B'keilim loy, that he differentiates if the mikveh is underground or above ground. Mikom makom l'suyimai. So what did he mean when he said abom so mikom makom? Answers the Gemara l'suyimaiim shuvim. We know that a kosher mikveh, that means a person who must go to the mikveh, like a woman who must go to the mikveh, maim shuvim means drawn water. The simplest definition of maim shuvim is that if you take water and you take, even if it's rainwater, but instead of flowing right into the mikveh, you take it into some sort of a vessel and you pour it into the mikveh. So that's the definition of mayim shuvim. Shuvim means drawn water. Mayim shuvim is possible for a mikveh. Says the Gemara that even though mayim shuvim is for where you need a mikveh, a kosher mikveh midaraisa is possible, for above carry, mayim shuvim is okay. Says the Gemara. Rapapa Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua, v'Rav v'Shmuel, kricha rifta b'hadi adadi. They ate a meal together. Now, in their days, they broke bread. The definition of kricha rifta, they broke bread. In their days, the minig was that one person benched for all the people. He said bricha mazon out loud, and it was mitzi everybody. Amalei Rapapa, hovel di livrav, I should be the one to say the bricha mazon, the nafalei tes kabin, because I was about carry, but I had tisha kabin. Amalei Rav v'Shmuel, so Rav v'Shmuel said, Tanina, didn't we just finish learning the Gemara? The Madvurim Lamatzmai. When is Tisha Kabin enough? Only for a person himself. Avla Charirim, if he wants to be teach people Torah, or he wants to be say Brichas Mazon on behalf of others, Memsa. You need full Memsa. You have to go into a full fledged mitzvah. Therefore, he said, Elahavil is Dilavarich. Let me be the one to make the bracha. The Nafalai Abam Saw. Because I went into a mitzvah Abam Saw. And Farshan say it doesn't mean the nafalai, it means that he went into a mikvah. Amal Rafuna Havla di Livraich, I should be the one to say the Birch Samazan, the Lekalai Loihai Vloihai. I don't have the problem at all. So Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat is that he held that just like somebody who there's no difference between yourself and teaching, Tesha Kabin is enough. Another pshat is loyhai v'loyhai. I didn't have the problem at all. I wasn't about carry in the first place. The other people were about carry. They just did something to correct it. I didn't have the problem in the first place. Says the Gemara. Rav Chama Tava b'malo yom d'pischa on erev Pesach. So Mefarshim say he said Hallel. We say Hallel on Pesach by night. So again, here's the concept of doing lacherim. So erev Pesach he went to the mikvah loitzi rabbi midei chavosim. Of a less hilchus kavasei, so Taisus doesn't say that the halacha is like that, not like that, because the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, that you don't have to go to the mikveh even to be mitzi other people. Mikra din we pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, but of course there's a mile of going to the mikveh. But a few things, Taisus says. Therefore, even an erev Yom Kippur, where everybody is noig to go to the mikveh, we don't make a bracha, because since we're learning like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. The reason you go to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur is because of Balkari. But we're learning our Gemara of Yehuda ben Seira that when we vatal takon of Ezra, that you don't have to go to the mikveh adin, so you don't make a bracha on something that you don't have to do. So that's why we don't make a bracha on erev Yom Kippur. Although there are other people that say that nobody makes a bracha on going to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur, but others say there's another reason for going to the mikveh erev Yom Kippur. Because the pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem Tataru. Lefnei Hashem, before we see Hashem, Tataru, we have an obligation to purify ourselves. So that's why erev Yom Kippur, everybody should go to the mikveh. Where's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is like this. Because even if we'll say, again, we spoke here today about even the person who is makbid on Tfilas Ezra, but the hilchas mikveh that normally exist don't exist on that person. What would that mean? We know that a woman goes to the mikveh, she has to have chafifa first. Chafifa first is she has to wash herself to make sure there's no chatzitz on her. There's no halacha, even a person's going to the mikveh for Balkari, that he has to do chafifa. The regular halachas of Hilchas Chatzitza don't apply. Even the halacha of Shuvim we learn don't apply. That's why the halacha is, let's say somebody wants to go to mikveh for Tfilas Ezra, and he doesn't have a mikveh. He could go into the swimming pool. You go to the swimming pool, you should shut the filter. Why? Because all of these halachas don't since it's Balkari, and especially since after we have reviewed the Bemseira, you could make it. On Erev Yom Kippur, since there's another reason to go to the mikveh besides Balkari, also with Neshem Tataru, a person should be a little more careful. Not make a bracha like Taisus says, but should be a little more careful with the tefillah.